Chapter 2. The Star Begins to Shine. Starabella truly did become the star of her family as she began to grow up. She was in the spotlight of everyone's attention as she learned to crawl, climb, and soon walk and run.
"Come to me, Starry,"
encouraged Mommy, holding her arms open wide in order to catch Starabella as she came tottering towards her.
"That's my girl."
Starabella's eyes shined like stars. "Please turn the page." Surprisingly, while other babies were still crawling and scooting around, Starabella was running and climbing. She climbed over the railings of her crib while she was supposed to be napping. She climbed onto the table next to the sofa, knocking over a lamp. She climbed up the stairs, but couldn't figure out how to come back down again. She ran down grocery store aisles, around and under clothes racks and department stores, and up and down the hills of her neighborhood. Mommy and Daddy certainly had a hard time keeping up with her. Even before Starabella could speak, she did something else unbelievably early for a baby. She sang tunes.
"Remarkable,"
declared Daddy.
"Unheard of,"
exclaimed Mommy.
"But how is that possible? She's so young."
"It's a mystery,"
answered Daddy. Mommy and Daddy were impressed, but they were not the only ones. Starabella was always happy when her two most favorite people in the whole world came to visit. They were her grandparents and greatest admirers, Rose and Ray. Starabella made up special names for them. She called them Roro and Ray Ray.
"Hi. We're here.
If you are looking for fun, this is where it's at. Pull up a chair, but don't you dare sit on that couch.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Look who's here, give a cheer.
Good to see you.
Well, how are you?
Welcome,
welcome
to our house. So glad you chose to come our way.
We just can't wait to share this day.
So come on in, we hope you'll stay to sit a while, chat a while. Oh, please, let's all have some food.
Sit a while, chat a while, have some food.
We'll fill our hearts and tummies and lift the mood.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Look who's here, give a cheer. Good to see you. Your laughter too.
We'll all tell stories old and new, and
joke a little, smile a lot, and play and sing a song.
Joke a little, smile a lot, and sing a song.
We wish you could stay all day long.
Starabella ran to greet her grandparents just as fast as she could.
"There's our sweetheart,"
greeted Roro.
"Hi, Angel,"
exclaimed Ray-Ray, lifting Starry high up to give her a kiss. "Please turn the page." Eager to show off something very special he had been practicing with his daughter, Daddy said,
"Sing opera, Starry."
So Starry sang out,
"La, la, 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 la."
Roro and Ray-Ray clapped and smiled, exclaiming,
"That's so cute."
"Isn't our little Starry adorable?"
asked Roro.
"We have the best granddaughter in the whole world,"
agreed Ray-Ray, giving Starabella a pinch on her cheek.
"Oh,
who do we love?"
they called out together.
"Tata,"
cried Starabella.
Guess whose eyes shined like stars? Uh-huh. Yes, Starbella brought so much joy to her family. Mommy and Daddy knew their little star was fantastic. Yet, some things about her behavior began to puzzle them. For instance, they wondered, what happened to Starbella's words? For a while, Starbella spoke in nice, long sentences. Even then, people would always say, what? What? She wasn't speaking very clearly. Starbella got so tired of having to keep repeating herself over and over again. What? What? They said. Eventually, Starbella's words got lost somewhere inside her. It was as if they were hiding. It was getting harder and harder for her to find them, to make them come out. Not only was it hard for Starbella's words to get out, it was also hard for other people's words to get in. Sometimes it was scary for Starbella, because she couldn't tell what was going on around her. She felt like she was alone in her own world. Mommy insisted,
use your words, Starry.
Then Starbella's eyes would get round and frozen, and she had to look away. Daddy pleaded,
look at me, Starbella.
Because Starbella couldn't look directly into his or anyone else's eyes.
What's wrong?
Cried Mommy tearfully.
It's a mystery,
answered Daddy sadly. Poor little Starry. She wished so much that she could open a window into her mind. That way, Mommy and Daddy could look inside to see that she wasn't holding back her words on purpose. A sad tune filled her head. She called it Feelings of the Past, because she wished the sadness could go away and be in the past. She hummed it aloud. Starbella's music, Mommy and Daddy were able to tell how she felt inside.
Don't be sad, little Starry, said Mommy. Please know that we always love you.
Daddy said,
we love you in good times and bad times, happy times and sad times, easy times.
And hard times?
Asked Starry.
Especially then,
said Daddy.
That's when we will try to help you,
said Mommy.
And that's when you will have to be brave,
said Daddy.
You are our shining star,
Mommy and Daddy said together. Starry's eyes shine just a little bit.
Where did Starbella's tune come from?
Wondered Mommy aloud.
It's a mystery,
said Daddy.
It's a mystery, not knowing anything. anything that lies ahead. And someday it may all make sense, but it's a mystery till then.
It's a mystery, no matter how life can be to figure out. And though my love will never end, it's a mystery till then. And until the day it all makes sense, it's a mystery till then. And until the day it all makes sense, it's a mystery
till when?
Till